So I spent a weekend playing with maintaining the feeling of having the $3.6 million sitting in my bank account. It didn't go as easy as I thought it might, you know, or it wasn't as strong of a feeling either as I thought I might be able to produce, but nevertheless, it did give me a new perspective, because while I'm maintaining the feeling of having the $3.6 million in my bank account, and I've brought the focus now more towards it actually being in my bank account, because that gives me a place to put it. Just a directional way of thinking. So, because the more I do this, the more pictures emulate in my mind. And I needed my mind to give my mind a place to put that. So, if a vision comes up, it's me perhaps standing in the bank, doing something, but having the $3.6 million there in my account. And being quite happy about it. So it can add a little bit of a visual thing. Not that I really work at the visual part. It's just you get this kind of a bit of a image in the back of your head. You know, for some people that visualize very easily, they would probably see a more pronounced picture or something. But I don't want to emphasize that, because I want to stay with the feeling. The experience of it, in a sense, the confidence of it, the happiness of it, the feeling freedom of it, and all those feelings that go with it. Now, what I realized over the weekend is that as I'm spending my time bringing about and holding on to that feeling, it wanes, you know, it's like increases and decreases. I put my attention on it, it increases a little bit. I take my attention off of it, which of course I'm going to, because my attention will go to various other places. It just sort of, you know, weans back and forth. And that's fine. But what I also notice is, it takes my attention off of anything else in the negative side, as far as money's concerned. I don't worry as much. I don't concern myself as much whether I have enough to pay all the bills. See, all those thoughts and feelings are kind of replaced by my new feeling of abundance, appreciation, confidence, joy, even trust. More patience, various other things. Now, I'm still having some of those mood swings, and I just believe that at this beginning stage of all of this, it's quite normal. I believe that it will level out. It seems to be leveling out a little bit. I can't totally tell whether it's because of this or not, but I've been quite tired lately too. Which probably makes sense, because this does take a lot of energy, and keeping my thoughts on a positive feeling and keeping my thoughts in line in such a way that I gain a positive feeling to the point where my body produces the chemicals that give you that good feeling, that all takes energy. But it's also been extremely hot here, very, very hot. So, you know, when it's very hot, it's also a little bit of energy draining. And because you're sweating all day, you don't sleep so good at night because it's extremely hot and so forth. So, both of those play together a little bit, I would imagine. So it's hard to tell just how much of an energy drain my changes is taking compared to, let's say, the weather and my normal life situations. Now, I've noticed some other changes also. And that is that my thinking patterns are, are becoming more positive because I'm spending more time bringing about happy feelings about money. And in fact, money actually occupies a very large percentage of our thinking process. I didn't realize this before, but we think about it constantly. Generally, we go to work because of it. We dress accordingly because we have to dress a certain way to go to work. We spend money on that. We have to divide our money between food and what we need for a vehicle, transportation, clothes to get to work, a place to live. Things we can do, let's say on a weekend, is divided between what we want to do and what we feel we can afford. I mean, it's just constantly, you know, we're constantly bombarded by commercials, buy this, buy this, buy this. And we have to constantly say yes or no depending on our financial resources. And, you know, what we plan on doing with them. You know, we have so much, we're putting so much away and all that kind of stuff. So there's a huge amount of time spent thinking about that, money. And if we work in a situation like a bank or accounting or even other places, like a retail store, there is money involved again. So it's a huge percentage compared to anything else. So I think it's really important that we have a really positive feeling towards money. And positive, I mean, as far as abundance, allowing it to come, believing that it comes to us in abundance and very easily, believing that money is just something that flows to us, we just have a knack for it, we have the confidence for that feeling, all that associated with it. It's not just about feeling good about money, it's feeling good how it comes to us, how abundantly it comes to us, and how abundant we are with it, how much we have, and so forth and so forth. And the 3.6 million is doing exactly that. I noticed it's putting me in a situation where I think more positively about money, more abundantly actually, would be the better word. I think about it more abundantly. I look at things more in association of what I would most enjoy rather than what I can afford, and then out of what I can afford, what I would enjoy most. I'm beginning to firstly look at what I would enjoy most. That's an important aspect. That alone brings more joy into my life. Now, because in the morning, I make absolutely sure, no matter what, I get a really strong feeling of having the 3.6 million. A very happy, abundant, joyous feeling. A feeling of appreciation, of confidence. Till it just makes me very, how should I say it, energetic, happy. Then I can let go. Because then every time I think about it, it brings me back to that happy feeling. And I make sure that I expand it every morning. You have to stay with that. It has to expand a bit every morning. You have to have something to look forward to in that regard that expands every morning. Now, what that's doing is, every time I look at money, it's reverting back to that feeling. So, instantly I get a more positive feeling. And I feel better than I did, let's say, a few seconds before. So it's actually, the whole process is bringing more happiness into my life. A feeling of more freedom. A feeling of more confidence. Much more confidence. Now, yeah, that doesn't put the bread on the table. Not in a sense as yet. But, what we begin to create in a quantum non-physical level will become physical. So that's beside the point. We want to bring all and everything else in place first. And again, regardless, even if nothing were to happen with money, at least we changed our feeling towards it, changed how we feel, improved our happiness, and from that alone, in itself, that's a proven fact beyond anything, that in itself increases wealth. Because it puts opportunities in front of us. That sort of feeling is magnetic. And it's like the old saying, money attracts money. And so positive emotions about abundance of money attracts a money. Abundance of money. Now, I thought about something else too. As we continue with this, my plan is that this is a 5-year term. I will not stop doing this unless, of course, I find a better way, which will probably turn out that way. I'm sure that my method is going to improve as everything else does that you keep doing. It's like playing tennis. You start off, you learn, you get better, and you learn some more techniques, and you get better and better and better. So that's the way this is going to be. But basically, I'm going to stay with it for a 5-year term. Now, 5 years sounds like a long time, and it seems like a long time, and I guess it is. But the point is, I want to be somewhere fantastic in 5 years. I don't know how far, but I know it'll be incredible because I've only done this now for 80 days, something in that range, and I can see the improvement. And what I see is this. Each item I take that I want in my life, and I do exactly this with that item, each time I'm associating extreme happiness with something. And whenever I see that item, then automatically I will bring up a great amount of joy in me. So I do this with money. And as the abundance increases, it becomes more and more so. And of course, I associate money with extreme happiness. And more abundance comes to me. I do the same thing with a car. I do the same thing with a house. You do the same thing with a relationship. I have a relationship, so I won't need to do that. But a person can even make the relationship better. A person can do it with a house, a farm, motorcycle, a boat, friends, family, children, anything that you want to experience in this life. We can do this with. And over a 5-year period, we're going to do a whole number of things. And each one of those things is going to be associated with great joy and great happiness and abundance of them. And that in itself will create so much happiness that I don't think I can even imagine it. How far it will go. But I know that it can be unbelievable in comparison to what I feel now. So each day it's going to increase. And when I switch to a new subject and create that in exactly the same way, feeling the abundance of it, let's say a car, the joy of driving it, the joy of having it, all that, even before I get the vehicle, the joy will already be there. So I'm adding that joy and happiness to that, what I'm already receiving of money. The joy and happiness I'm having now of feeling good of the abundance of money. I'm adding a car to that, and then my next project, adding that to that. And it will just build and build and build and build. How far can it go? How happy can we be? I don't think there's a limit. I actually don't think there's a limit. What happens, though, is we think about it and we look around and say, okay, we got to find someone that's that happy so we have something to compare it to, something to imagine it. But we can't see that person. Nor can we properly see that happiness in another person because it's actually out of our vibrational range. And we probably won't have contact with someone that happy. It's just, it becomes sort of invisible to us, in a sense. I know that sounds strange, but that is actual reality. Just like we don't come across people with great amounts of money necessarily, unless we're in that circle, in that vibrational range. Now sometimes we can have a lack of money for ourselves and be in the vibrational range where other people have an awful lot of financial income and we can be around them. We can see them, but we can't really associate with their financial abundance. We don't know fully what that feels like. I think it's the same thing of happiness. It's not something you can really see. I think it's something that's inside. So even though, you know, you could be next to someone who is just beaming with it, I don't think we can fully appreciate how far they have gone. We may, of course, see happiness in them, but they may be beyond the point where we actually can tell. You know, we may only see a third of the actual happiness that they actually experience.